So I want to make something very, very clear to you. Podcasting, as you know it, is dead. You no longer need a fancy studio, $1 million in the bank, or even record face to face. From my bedroom using my laptop, I've gained over 50,000 followers in 4 months, secured dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, and now I'm even monetized on YouTube. No podcaster is talking about it. It's never been easier, but there is a small window of opportunity for you to start your own show, because soon enough, everyone will be talking and copying the tactics I'm about to tell you in this video, and you'll fall behind and never be able to start your own podcast from scratch. So listen carefully. Using affordable software on your laptop, you can now connect and record with your dream guests from the other side of the planet. But we'll get to that in a minute. One promise to you, after watching this, you'll be able to know exactly how to contact and record with your dream guests for under $50. And also the exact tactic I used to get monetized within the first 3 months of starting my own show, but we'll get to that at the end of the video. So first, you have to contact the guest, but how do you do this? There's a few options for you, and I'm going to tell you the exact one that I use, which has worked best for me and has helped me get over 40 plus high performing guests on my show. There's two options, really, two main options. DM on social media, or the next one that I'm going to tell you in a minute. But let me just tell you a bit about DMing people to try and get guests on your show as a method of reaching out. It's super ineffective. Why? Because if you're just starting out your show and you only have a few followers, that's going to be attached to your name when you reach out. If you have a low amount of followers, which is understandable because you've just started your own podcast, that indicates low credibility, small show, and you're unprofessional, and you're probably a bot from a random country, and they're not even going to open your message. Also, they won't follow you back likely if you've just started and you're not a big name. They don't know who you are, which means you won't go directly into their inbox. You go into their requests. How often do you think they check their requests, especially if they're a high-end guest? Not very often. So what does that mean? That means you should not use DMs to try and get people on your podcast. From my own experience, this hasn't worked. I'm going to give you a quick example. I tried to reach out to a powerlifter who had 90,000 followers on Instagram. I told him the numbers I was doing, you know, 3 million views across all social medias in the first 2 months, securing big name guests like Bertie Gregory, who has 1 million followers on Instagram, securing SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell. The show's been super successful so far, and it's made me Europe's fastest under 21 podcaster. But he was like, did not believe me at all. He was like, to be honest, like, I don't believe those numbers, and was super, like, you know, negative about it. And I have 12,000 followers on Instagram. So it wasn't like I was starting with 100 followers. Even with a bit of proof that I do get have a few thousand, tens of thousands of followers, he still didn't buy it. Even though everything I said was true, I sent him proof and I don't think he ever responded. So DMing isn't a good strategy to get people on your show. But what is then if DMing isn't the best strategy? Because that's probably all you can think of right now. The next one is the trusty old method that still works this day and has worked best for me and has helped me get almost 50 guests and counting, and that is email. Emailing people to come onto your podcast is the best method to use even in 2025 and 2026, especially when you're just starting your podcast. Why? Because when you're just starting your podcast and you email someone, you don't have the amount of followers you have attached to your name. Whereas if you go onto Instagram DMs, they're going to see John Smith's invited me to his podcast. He's got 0 followers. Why should I go on that? That's not going to benefit me in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to get a new audience from that. Whereas if you go on email, there's none of that. You go straight into their inbox rather than in their request box, because the request box doesn't exist on email. And people check their email almost every single day. Not many people check their DMs every single day, especially if they're busy professionals. And also, emails are just more professional. It's for business. If someone's on social media, for example, TikTok or Instagram, it's very unlikely that they're going on there to try and get onto a podcast or do business with someone. Whereas if they're on email, they're there for business. They're there to get things done. That's why email is the most effective strategy for getting guests on your podcast in 2025 and 2026. But What do you actually put in your emails to make sure they're super effective and they get a super high amount of yeses to come onto your show, even if you only have like 10 followers or 10 subscribers or zero subscribers on YouTube? Well, the headline is the hook for emailing people to try and come onto your podcast. First, you need to say podcast invitation rather than saying just invitation. You need to be very, very specific in the headline of your email invitation. Think of a podcast email invitation as a short form video. You need the hook to be super engaging. The headline is the hook. The headline decides if the potential guest says yes or no. It decides if they say yes to opening the email or no to ignoring the email and putting it in their bin. So be super specific. I do podcast invitation and then I insert a specific topic or two or that the guest is an expert in. This will increase the chances of them coming onto the show and before even doing that, opening the email. Because if you mention a specific topic that they're an expert in, it means that they care about it and it means that you've done your research, which makes you seem super professional and super credible. It would take a lot of time to do this if you were inviting 10, 20 or 100 guests on your show at a time, which I recommend doing. I recommend sending loads of emails out once a week or once a month rather than doing it like every 2 hours or 5 one day and 10 the other day. It's just way more time efficient to batch it all together, which I speak about in a previous video. How do we do this quickly? So we've decided that we're going to email the guest, but how do we create personalized emails for the guests that we want to get on our show very fast? We use AI to help us do this. But how do we do this without it seeming super AI, super generic? We make it super specific and we create a template which allows us to plug the guest name in and the guest expertise in and then creates a personalized email for that guest. If you want a template for that, top link in the description, it's my private page, step-by-step pro podcast blueprint, which includes the AI templates that I use to this day to get like 20 yeses from 50 emails sent out. It's an absolutely insane conversion rate. Anyway, what you need to do in your emails, how do you structure them to get a high chance of a guest saying yes to come onto your show? You will obviously do the headline like I just advised you, but what would be the next step for a super engaging and super high conversion rate email if you want to get someone to come into your show? Well, you will introduce yourself and what your podcast is about very briefly. Make sure it fits the guest's expertise. Like, we have an audience of curious minds who are into psychology if you're in reaching out to a psychologist. And then you will give them a specific compliment about their work and a specific two or three things that you want to discuss with them about their work, about their expertise. This will make them feel important. It will make you seem like you've done the research and you genuinely want the guests to come onto your show and you care about them. If you just said, hello, please come onto my podcast, they're going to find that super generic. They're going to know that you've sent that to 50 other guests. You need to make them feel special and make it seem like they're the only person you've emailed this month. And how do you do that? How do you make it seem like the one email you're sending to this potential guest to come onto your podcast is the only email you've sent the entire month? You use specificity. Give them a specific compliment about their work and talk about the specific things that you wanted to discuss with them on your podcast. And you can use AI to help you do that. I'll talk about that later on my course and in previous videos. I've discussed that more in detail. So you've introduced yourself, you've introduced your show, and you've given specific compliments and specific things you want to discuss in the email to the guest. Now, what do you do? You'll end with a call to action. But before the call to action, let me tell you something you should include if you have it, but this is slightly more advanced. If you have some social proof, make sure to include the social proof. Even if that's you've had one guest come onto the show, name drop that guest, show their credibility, like their professor at Harvard or whatever university, because this will show that the show has got some grounding, it has started, it's, or you know, you've got a video that got 1,000 views. Just say, we have an audience of We have thousands of viewers who will love to listen to your work, because it's true. Even if you posted two TikToks and they both got 10,000 views or they got 500 views, you can still say we have an audience of 1,000 curious individuals, because the numbers do not lie. So use the numbers to your advantage. And if you have no social proof and you've just started your podcast, but you still want to reach out to guests to try and get them onto your show and succeed at doing that, then you obviously cannot include any social proof, but you can end with a call to action and say, would you be open to joining the show? It has just started, but it's fast growing, and I cannot wait to get more guests like you to come onto the show. Or include a previous achievement that you've done, like you graduated from a big university or you won some photography award, which is what I included when I first started my show. I won a British Wildlife Photography Award, beating 13,000 entries, getting featured on the BBC. So I used that before I had any social proof directly related to my show, which definitely helped me get some people to come onto the show. And I will tell you some more specific examples of how I've been able to get big guests and how that allowed me to get monetized at the end of this video. So you've sent out an email to the guest. You've done an engaging headline where you've said podcast invitation, discuss a specific topic that they're an expert in. That's made them click onto your email. Then you've kept it relatively short because you don't want to waste their time. Remember that. You do not want to waste the potential guest time. Keep the podcast invitation short. Mention who you are, what your show is, and then make sure to say the audience, even if you have none or have a small audience, is curious individuals who care about whatever they're an expert in. So medieval science, for example, if they were a medieval science expert. And then you would give them a specific compliment about a book they've made or a paper they've published or their work in general, but make sure you talk about the topic. Keep that one or two sentences. And then you'd say, I'd love to have you come to the show. Can we discuss three specific things about their work that you want to talk about? You can use AI to generate that for you. And then you enter the call to action. Would you be open to coming onto the show? Then you'd add a bit of social proof if you have it, like, oh, we have 1,000 followers and it's growing 10% every day. Or, you know, we have a massive audience of 1,000 like-minded individuals, curious individuals who want to consume your work. Or you'll name drop a few guests that you're going to get onto the show or you'll have got onto the show, like a Harvard professor, just anyone that you've got on the show, even if it's like your dad, like spice it up, say what he does or whatever, to make it sound more credible. They've said yes to come onto the show. What do you do now? Because you're not going to record with them in person if you're living in the middle of nowhere and they live in America or live on the other side of the world. So if you've got a potential guest to say yes to come onto your show, but you have nowhere to record with them and you're not able to record in person, the next best bet is doing it remotely. And the best way to do it remotely is to use Riverside FM. I'm not sponsored by, but it's the thing I genuinely have used to get award-winning photographers and filmmakers, best-selling authors onto my show. And it's basically like Zoom, but for podcasting. I'm using it right now to record my audio. It turns your terrible bedroom audio or echoey audio, outdoor audio, which I did on Sunday, recorded outdoors. It turns that into amazing studio sounding audio, which means you don't have to invest £500 anymore to level up and get into the playing field of the best podcasters, because the Riverside FM software fixes your audio for you. And it turns your audio that you might even be using your iPhone as a microphone, right? It turns that audio into professional sounding audio, which people can actually bear listening to. So it completely levels out the playing field. And it's exactly why you need to start this right now, because people are going to find out about this. And then in a few weeks or a few months, everyone you know is going to have a podcast. But if you start early, you'll be able to get an audience quicker and you'll be ahead of the game. So please follow these tips. You know, start emailing people to come onto your show, create the YouTube channel, and download the software I'm about to tell you and use the monetization tactic I'm going to tell you at the end of this video. And if you want a step-by-step blueprint of how to do this, where I give you personalized feedback every week, top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. But in terms of Riverside, it allows you to record with guests from the other side of the planet, super high quality video and audio. It can also repurpose your podcast into AI generated clips, where they extract key things, but I'm going to tell you a better software for that in a minute. And it creates a transcript, episode notes. All you have to do is press a button and plug the guest's email in, and it will automatically send an invitation to your guest as well. It's super good. It's like the all-in-one for remote podcasting, and it's exactly what has changed the podcasting game forever, and nobody's talking about it. Taylor Swift did a podcast, and she used Riverside FM. It's a complete game changer. You no longer need a professional studio. You no longer need £1 million in the bank. You no longer have to interview people face-to-face. You can just use Riverside FM to connect with amazing guests, your dream guests from across the globe, which means your one action right now is to download Riverside FM, $20 a month. I'm not sponsored. I use it. It's helped me amass over 50,000 monthly listeners and connect with CEOs, high performers like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell from my bedroom. So the next software to use once you've downloaded Riverside, if you want to level up your audio to make it sound like it's from a studio even more than Riverside, and also generate so many high quality clips which can go viral, which help me get millions of views. I'll talk about that in a minute. And you want an all-in-one editing software for your podcast, Descript is the app and the software for you. It's the exact one I use, $25 a month. It can turn your 1 hour podcast into an unlimited amount of social media clips, which will allow you to grab a whole new audience through short form content, because short form content gets the most views, and then they'll funnel into long form viewers if they really enjoy your short form content. With one click of a button, it turns your podcast into 20 clips. Descript is insane. Why is this important? Why is clipping your podcast from an hour episode into multiple short clips important? Because it's very hard to grow your show on Spotify alone. You need YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram clips to bring in a whole new audience, because that is what gets the most views. And then a small percentage of those viewers will turn into long-term listeners. Example, I posted a Descript-made clip from my podcast onto TikTok and Instagram. The video got 1 million views on both platforms, which helped me gain a large audience super, super quick. So I highly, highly recommend downloading Descript if you want to level up and make your podcast reach a new audience fast, even when you're recording remotely on a small budget from your bedroom. If you've got Riverside and Descript, that's less than $50 a month, and it allows you to connect with your dream guests. Example would be for me, is recording an episode with my hero, National Geographic and Disney Plus filmmaker and presenter, who has his own shows on Disney Plus, by the way, Bertie Gregory. He has over 1 million followers. I've literally adored him as a teenager growing up wanting to be a wildlife filmmaker. I used Riverside to interview him. He was in LA, I was in England, and I'm using Descript to edit it and repurpose it into short form content, which will allow me to get more views and grow the show and spread his amazing message and shows for him. All from my bedroom, all from my laptop. It's that easy. You're very early to this, so if you act now, you'll be ahead of the game and become one of the biggest remote podcasters in the world, because a lot of people are not doing this. But I guarantee you, 1 to 2 years, or maybe even 1 to 2 weeks, every single day you don't start your remote podcast, you're falling behind, because your competition is making a podcast and growing their audience before you. So act on this right now and start your own show. If you need help, step-by-step, personalized feedback, top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. So how did my podcast get monetized within the first 3 months of starting it? A lot of podcasters will recommend you looking at other podcasts and finding guests that way, by basically stealing guests from other shows and getting them to come onto yours, which is an okay tactic, because it means that they want to come onto, they're more open to come onto a podcast because they've been on one before. And if that podcast has done well, it's proof that the guest is interesting enough for the audience. But an even better tactic, which allowed me to get monetized super quick within 3 or 4 months of starting my show, was targeting super credible yet underrated guests who hadn't been on any big shows before. Example would be SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, who'd been on a few small podcasts before, some super niche space ones, but he'd never been on one of my, like, the big shows, the Joe Rogans, the Andrew Huberman's, the Modern Wisdom or Diary of a CEO podcasts. He's never been on any of those before, but he was on the founding team of SpaceX and he started it with Elon Musk. He was there from the very beginning, which means he had an incredible story to tell, but hadn't told it on a major platform yet. So I emailed him using the email tactics I told you in this video and in previous videos and on my course. And I got him to come to the show for 30 minutes. I put SpaceX and Elon Musk in the title, made an engaging thumbnail, which matched that, saying we started SpaceX with 10 people, like directly quoting him from my podcast, posted it on YouTube. It's got 50,000 views and counting. That's got me over 4,000 watch hours. It's gained me over 1,000 subscribers, which means I'm now monetized on YouTube, all from targeting a super credible but underrated guest who'd never been on a big podcast before. So my one tactic for you to grow your show and get monetized as a podcaster super quick is to find these underrated guests who have had amazing experiences, amazing credibility, and haven't been on a big show before. I found Jim Cantrell, the SpaceX co-founder, from reading Elon Musk's biography. So reading is a good way to find them. But I'm sure if you whacked some prompts into AI and asked them to find underrated guests who'd never been on a podcast, but super credible and have amazing stories to tell, it will give you some awesome names. And it's a tactic I'm using as well. So that's the game. That's the blueprint in a, you know, summarized nutshell. And there's many different things I've left out, so many specific things, including the exact templates I use, the exact structure for emails, you know, how to optimize Riverside FM and Descript to make the most of it, how to, you know, network with guests and contact guests and how to get monetized from it, how to actually start your show, what to say to guests once they said yes to come on, how to, you know, whack them in your calendar, how to follow up with emails to increase the chances of them saying yes if they didn't respond to your first one. There's so many different tactics I use every single day, which has allowed me to become Europe's fastest under 21 podcaster that I've left out in this video. If you want step-by-step video blueprint on how I do it and how I continue to grow my show, it's all in the top link in the description, my private school community, my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. If you want to join, now's the time, because the first 25 members get it half price for $47. And it's going to be continuing to grow. People are going to be joining very, very quick. And no other podcaster is sharing all their secrets like I have. So this is an absolute diamond deal for you. If you join before the first 25 members, you'll get it half price. I'm going to be doubling the price after the 25th member joins. And you'll be joining a community of ambitious podcasters who want to grow their show, who can help you and elevate you and get your results faster. From my own experience, working with people and asking for tips directly from someone has always helped me grow faster in any venture that I've done, including my podcast. By joining the weekly live calls, you'll be getting personalized feedback where I go through your podcast and show you exactly what to do to get results, grow an audience, and get your dream guests way faster, and avoiding all the mistakes I made along the process. So if you literally want to connect with me and you want my actual personalized feedback where I go through your show and give you advice, and also where you join a community of ambitious podcasters who are going to go from nothing to insane pros in the next few years, top link in the description for that. I'll hopefully see you there. Goodbye.